Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Hello and welcome to the Talkin' Yanks pregame show. No music again because it's a late night app. I'm recording from home. I don't have the things. I'm BBD. That's Dan Rourke. And Yankees are playing another late night game. Damn. How you feeling going into another 10 p.m.er?
BBD, I'm feeling good, bro. Yesterday lived totally up to my expectations. It was probably the most fun I've had watching a 10 o'clock game in a long time. I think we can both agree, even though there were some unfortunate circumstances, the Matt Carpenter news, last night's win felt good. Like, I was watching that and I was like, yo, this is the feeling that I get out of baseball that I really, really like. I was sitting back on my couch, had my laptop up with the I'm doing the baseball savant while you watch the game, like all the nerds on Twitter do. I do like it because, like, you see the something like a hit happen on TV, 5 seconds later you get the exit velocity, which is quite convenient.
Yeah,
but I was just in the perfect
homer happens. My dad's always like, how far was that?
And you feel smart
what that distance was.
But yeah, I had the perfect setup, bro, and everything. I was watching baseball. It was a good win, so hopefully another one tonight, man.
Yeah. Well, a reminder for the audience, on the pregame show, we will discuss the Yankees lineup. Then we will go over what we're watching for. We'll go over the pitching path to victory. We will do the homer draft. We will discuss the over-under. We will give our premonitions, and then we will stand up.
Which I feel like we did pretty good yesterday.
We had a good pregame show yesterday. You took Donaldson with your first pick in the homer draft, and I did kind of say
my whole theme was like Donaldson to have a good game. So, and he did.
Yeah,
I think Tyone had 7 in a row, didn't he?
I think he did.
I think that's the exact number he got, and then he gave up the I don't know if it was a homer or whatever it was. So,
I'll defer to the chat.
Yeah, we might just be good luck.
We were all over it yesterday. Yeah.
To be honest, I haven't even, like, I'm going to be processing this lineup in real time because I haven't even fully swallowed the thought yet.
I'll tell you what it is as you're reading it.
Let's go.
DJ LeMahieu leading off, playing first base again. Aaron Judge is in right field batting second. Andrew Benintendi, as we anticipated on Talking Yanks today, is up in the three hole. Josh Donaldson batting fourth, playing third base. Gleyber Torres batting fifth at second. Miguel Andujar called up to replace Matt Carpenter. He's DHing tonight. Aaron Hicks batting seventh in center field. Jose Trevino in the lineup again, catching, batting eighth. Isaiah Kiner-Falefa will bat ninth. He's playing shortstop. Gerrit Cole on the bump for the Yankees. Luis Castillo on the bump for Seattle. Anything stick out to you about the lineup, Dan?
Well, what does stick out to me is Benintendi batting third. And what I was about to ask you, once you said you were coming up with it on Talking Yanks, because this is something that, to be honest, I hadn't thought about going in. I was like, oh, I wonder how they knew he was going to bat third. But I assume it's just because Carpenter's down and, like, the righty-lefty balance between Judge and Donaldson. That's where you get that.
Yeah, Carpenter's out. And I guess if Rizzo was back, that would have thrown the wrench in it. But yeah. It seemed like they weren't going to want to stack righties up top against Castillo.
Yep. No, I mean, this makes sense. This is what I would personally.
And I think it's about what
starting to heat up a little bit.
This honestly is, given all the circumstances and what I thought was available tonight, probably the lineup I would have done. I like nine hole IKF as, like, a guy who is fast and puts the ball in play. Find a way on base. And
if he's
going to
bat
guy.
Somewhere, it should be in the nine hole. I agree.
I like him or Hicks, like that nine hole, and Hicks has been hitting a little better. Get him one more at bat or something. I like that. I like Miggy getting in the action early. Immediately.
What's your stance on Miggy? Are you like,
I am optimistic.
Are you kind of in the middle
the
how
bat?
I am?
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm not one of those people that, like, just, like, dogs on him for no reason. It's like, oh, Andujar's ass. And I kind of used to be that way. Like, in 2018, I think, like, when I first started to get involved in, like, some sort of, like, whatever I consider to be advanced metrics, I was like, oh, like, he's not as good as his seasons or stats are showing. And then, like, you fast forward and now it's like, I've transitioned off of being, like, against Miguel Andujar. Cause I feel like people just, like, the crowd that I refer to as, like, the nerds, who I happen to have many friends in that community, like, they bash on him a little bit too much. And they'll be like, they'll bring up and do our stats from, like, 2019 to present, which is fair, totally. But to his offense a little bit, he has had, like, his chance and, like, opportunities and whatnot, he hasn't had like two crazy long stretches of playing time. I feel like the most he had was like he had that time last year around like I think June where he had like probably a good solid maybe 20 games or so. And like, well, he hasn't like wowed us, and I know his like numbers aren't amazing. Like with the defense he's played and left, which is pretty solid. Like I don't feel bad about Miguel and Duhar like getting some playing time over the next whatever that is, even though he's DHing tonight, whatever.
Yeah, when when he's on the team, I want him to get regular at bats and he's passed my eye test in left field. It's been fine. I think if he gets the chance for regular at bats, it will happen in again. He'll put together a good run. It hasn't happened since 2018, really. He didn't walk enough. I was hoping for doubles to turn into more homers, which still very much can happen. But I like Miggy. He brings up some fond memories for me.
Just like
I'm excited he's in the lineup. And he's going to watch for tonight.
Oh, is he?
You think so? It's natural.
I like that. Yeah.
Like to see him.
I never feel helpless when Miggy's at the plate. I always am like, there's part of me that still thinks we'll get like a nice double rope down the line, a little helicopter swing homer. It's possible.
He can still hit the ball pretty hard. Like, I'm excited to see him get a little bit of run, especially while Carpenter, Rizzo, and Stanton both kind of not in the mix.
Right.
I suppose while we're mentioning Rizzo, he's not in the lineup again. So we're approaching a point because he was last in the lineup Thursday. Was Thursday an off day for the Yankees last week? So it's been a little bit. We're getting to a point where he should have IL'd him.
Yeah, and at this point, I mean, you could just
Thursday wasn't
if you wanted to IL him like with the whole retroactive stuff, he could have theoretically be on for like 5 days to be eligible to come off.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah, I guess. To. Yeah, because position players, it's still a 10-day. I know.
Pitchers, honestly, dude, I have no problem with them, like just taking their time with it.
Yeah, I don't have a problem taking their time. I just would have 10-day
just go on the IL
by now. Especially if there's an off day tomorrow anyway.
Right.
I thought there was a or not tomorrow, but the day after.
I know what you mean.
When they hadn't IL'd him yet, obviously Carpenter had to go on the IL, and that opens some options up. But I thought there was a chance he'd DH today with Castillo on the bump, get more lefties in, and then he could have like DH in these 2 days, one more off day, get him back to first base playing on Friday. I guess not.
All right, here I would say the hope's got to be. I mean, maybe at this point, like hell, especially if you win tonight, just give him tomorrow off, and the day after that you have off, and then. Have him ready to go for the Red Sox series.
And we're there.
So, but I'm chilling on that. Are you you buying into Donaldson's recent resurgence?
I'm in. I believe in it. And the defense has pretty much always been there all year. A couple weird throws every now and then, including that like error on like the breakout game. But I think Donaldson, it's coming together.
Coming at a huge time too, bro.
They really need it. And they need a guy with pop too. I mean, Stanton, Rizzo. Both out, Carpenter out. Some of our like bigger home run hitters on the team.
I'm optimistic about Carpenter coming back for the playoffs, but like that, if not, that only makes Donaldson like getting hot even huger. Because at this point, like whereas 2 weeks ago we were talking like Donaldson may not even be in the lineup or the postseason roster. At this point, like he could be starting that game if Carpenter's not. You know what I'm saying?
Now if he like we mentioned yesterday, if he has a big August and a good September, I'm ready to be fully bought into what Josh Donaldson can bring. He is not at all going to be scared of the moment on either side of the ball. That dude wants to play in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that surprised me about the lineup is just Trevino over Higgy. I think Higgy homered off Castillo last game, right?
I think you're
so not doesn't right. fully surprise me, but I thought that happened. I thought you'd get him out there again, but also Cole just had that last game. Higgy was catching, Cole was bad, so
yeah. And like
I don't do the catcher thing at all.
I don't either. And like some people were replying to me with it last time when Cole got shelled against the Mariners, and I was like saying like, all right, that's fine, but like Cole should shove. I feel like no matter what, regardless who the catcher is, but like I do
gotta be
like,
Cole's fault eventually.
Yeah, that's how I feel. But also, like, if Trevino can go, I guess if the numbers are like that stark a difference, then might as well just put him in there if Cole is somehow more comfortable with him, even though Higgy is his personal catcher for 2 years.
It's just whoever the other guy is who Cole would prefer. And yeah, and I guess if you lined them up again against the same team, and if Cole got shelled again, then they'll feel pretty stupid. So I've talked myself into being totally fine with it. I was fine with it anyway. Love Trevino.
Oh yeah, Higgy pulled a nice little homer off Castillo last time. I just put it.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I suppose that brings us to the pitching path to victory. I think Gerrit Cole will be a big part of it.
How about he shoves tonight, bro? Couldn't you go for a good old Gerrit Cole? Like, give me seven innings, 2 runs, 9 Ks. That's my pitching. That's my line. That's happening tonight.
Get me there, Gerrit.
7 innings, 2 earned, 9 Ks at the minimum.
I think everyone should be available tonight.
Who is? Did James Smythe upload budget? Oh, speaking of Jose Trevino, and it's kind of late now, but he's coming out and Tony slapped him off.
I thought I saw that little update.
Yeah.
I thought I saw that. Literally everyone should be available. I guess I wouldn't use Clay tonight. Just didn't look great last night. Get him as much rest as possible. But if you need him, he should be literally available. Chappie, he only threw 17 pitches, should be available tonight, and those are the only two relievers used. Abreu, I guess, would still not be an option. 30 pitches 2 days ago.
Yeah.
Everyone else, they're good to go.
Clay didn't look great last night, but I don't think he looked awful. Like,
he didn't look like he didn't know what was happening at all.
Only because he had that one, like, I think it was a stretch of like 3 nice Clay Holmes looking sinkers in a row. I forget which hitter it was against. But he did have, like his sinker seemed to have some solid break on it. Enough for me to, like,
might have found something.
As, like, try hard optimistic as possible, I can see that and be like, okay, like, maybe it's still in there, as we would expect. But, you know, kind of, we saw it. And
I expect Chapman him to be again. Him again soon. Chapman looked good.
Chapman looked good again, and he had his stare.
Do you close him tonight?
Are you saying
if Clay's not around?
Oh yeah, 100%.
If Clay's not around, I'm ready for that. I'm getting close to being potentially ready for it anyway.
Yeah.
Chapman at this point. But
I'm comfortable with Chapman closing games, as crazy as that sounds now, or would have sounded.
Can definitely come back to bite us, but I guess they got to try it again at some point.
Yeah, at some point.
So, I don't know. I'm ready. With that, yeah, everyone's around. Lucas Lickey. His role is such a mystery on this team. Hasn't pitched in a week. His role fascinates me. He's the most look alike
because the mustache. I didn't realize Lickie's ERA was as low as a 2.82. Doesn't feel. Yeah. I wouldn't have guessed it was like a 5, but I know he got off that bad start and then.
He had a weird run at the beginning where it was like statistically not a great start. There was like underlying numbers that liked him, but then they also weren't using him in real situations anymore.
Yeah.
So I don't know. But yeah, I think we're heading for a Cole standout 7 innings. I don't know. I guess either of the new guys, Trevino or Efros. Take your pick. I guess Trevino's faced the Mariners a lot. Don't know if I like or don't like that. And then Chappie. I think Holmes is my path tonight.
Has Holmes pitched back-to-back days?
No, he threw 22 pitches last night. It was a little stressful. I don't know. They've been trying. It seems like there's been an effort to cut back his workload a little bit. Just get him a little extra rest where they can. I would guess they try to not use him tonight, be able to use him tomorrow, off day, and good to go for whatever they need in Boston.
Cool with that.
My guess. I think we head over to Homer Draft. It's the
Homer Draft.
Homer Draft is brought to you, the people, by SeatGeek. I saw somebody in the chat say they were going to the game tonight in Seattle. If you're in the area and want to go to that, you can go to SeatGeek. Find a good deal with a green bubble.
I just used SeatGeek earlier today. I got 9 tickets. I'm going to the August 22nd Subway Series. main level. I'm hoping Judge plays right, bro. I'm in section 206.
Oh, that's good.
Ah, dude, I'm pumping. I'm
excited about that.
I can't. Are you going to go any of the Subway Series games?
We'll see. I guess that's coming up. It's in 2 weeks. I guess that Monday it would be a possibility. Tuesday. Yeah. If Jimmy and Jake wanted to go Tuesday, we'd maybe go and record in the Bronx. I don't know.
Have you been to the Bronx?
We went a few times early in the year. We would like go to the stadium and then record thereafter. It's been a little bit. I don't think it's been since May that we've recorded there.
I kind of miss the Bronx office a little bit, but I have like Bronx fever now, bro. Because I went to my first game, like I said. Now I'm like,
I've been missing that office. Like today, I had like a moment in the office where I was just like, I really needed to like lock in, be like alone for like 20 minutes while I was setting some stuff up, and I was like, oh, Bronx office used to be kind of easy.
Yeah, no, I feel that so much, bro. My attention span, I get so distracted easily in the new office. Like one person, like. It's just so, because you always have somebody talking baseball in there, bro. And like you overhear a conversation about just like, I don't know, someone in the Yankees. And it's just like, wait, what'd you say? And just go off in like a 20 minute tangent.
Yeah. But it's the Bronx and the Homer draft. You, as you mentioned before, great Homer draft performance. You had your hunch about Donaldson. It paid off early. I had Judge available to me, scooped him up. Glaber and Benintendi did not Homer for us. So that means I have the first pick today. I cannot pick Aaron Judge, Gleyber Torres. So I've got options, dude. With the first pick, I would have gone Higgy if he was playing tonight to just do it again for fun. Andujar is a fun pick. I think I will go DJ LeMahieu.
I like
and, it. I'm pretty in on what DJ's been doing. His like, I was looking at just WRC plus leaderboards while I was watching the game last night, and he's like a top 20 hitter, which like I factually knew, but I was like, damn, when you like look at the rankings, it's like him, Manny Machado are having the same season. It's like, oh,
wow,
by that statistic. So at least as of last night.
You're
so
taking
got DJ LeMahieu, and I will grab Donaldson while he's hot on my second pick of the night.
You can't pick him two in a row.
Well, he would be the fourth selection in the draft, but you can't pick him.
Oh, right. I hear you.
So I'm just telling you, I'm taking him.
Cool. Okay. I'm taking Aaron Judge. Wait, am I not up yet?
You are up. You have two picks. I recommend Aaron Judge.
Yeah, I'll take Aaron Judge for homer number 45. And I do think he is going to have a multi-homer game in him, potentially three, which is nuts. We haven't seen that yet, bro. Once that does happen, Barry Bonds is so much within, like, legitimate possibility of being caught. Just saying.
We're like it's so like, on Judge the table.
A three-homer game. It's like, imagine he has a three-homer game at some point, bro. Then all of a sudden, it's like, because he's on pace right now, I think, for 65. Like, to jump that pace up to, like, where he's, like, approaching 70. And that'll be pretty sick. Judge. And then I'm going to go with. See, you took DJ. Can't take Donaldson.
DJ, Donaldson, Benintendi, not available to you. Anyone else on the board?
I'll do Jose Trevino. I was able to say what's up to him today and not be jealous anymore of you guys who met him in the office. Because I wasn't there that day when he came in.
You weren't there that day. That's
so it made up for like an eighth of it today, seeing him over Zoom in a nice little
pocket. Got to like chat one-on-one a little bit. I guess the other guys were there, but
it was just like, I love you, man.
Love that. And that brings us to the over-under. Gerrit Cole, Luis Castillo. The over-under when they faced off last week was 7-flat. It's 7-5 tonight.
What is?
The over-under. Seven and a half.
I'm going to take the under.
I think I'm riding some overs. I think Yankees offense breaks out. They get to see Castillo again. With Castillo, on top of like the injuries that have switched since he faced the Yankees, it's kind of a new team. Judge didn't start that game he played. Benintendi is hitting now. Donaldson is fully hot.
And I'll say Castillo didn't like wow me too much in that start. I mean,
felt like he was particularly standout last week.
Yeah, I didn't feel like the Yankees were dominated in that game. And not having Judge definitely, or having him this time around will help. But maybe a little
Glaber looks good again. Andujar's on the team. Aaron Hicks is looking more like Aaron Hicks.
Coming off a good night last night overall. Good mojo's back.
Had the was it a three hit game Sunday? He got on base at least three times. Don't remember if it was two hits and a walk or three hits, whatever it was. And then followed up with the two walk performance, I believe, in Hicksy again. So just he's facing a more confident lineup right now than he did last week, even though there's no Rizzo. Stanton was already out, no Carpenter. Judge in the mix. Face a guy again that benefits the hitter.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna stick on it.
I'm gonna stick with the under just because I see the offense still having that's the thing. I see the offense still having a good night because I mean if they come out with say even five runs, I'm not going to bed unhappy about that. Five runs is still a solid night from the offense. Cole shoves. If he goes according to my plan, seven innings, two runs, 5-2 game, Yankees win. Still under, but that's a good night. That's still something I can root for. You know, I usually don't like to go for the unders, especially, you know, when I'm like actually betting money on it or anything.
Yeah. But
I'm still going to be the under and have a good time.
I think your over under rate on across your like five or six pregame show appearances has got to be pretty good. I'd be curious.
I feel like I usually go with over. Stands. And we got that right last night, too, didn't we? Both say over?
Yeah, we both nailed the over last night.
What did they score?
Yankees themselves total? Scored
nine.
Nine, I think, yeah. I think, yeah. Are you premonitioning anything this evening?
Judge three homers.
I like that.
Like, that's coming soon. Like... Judge will have a three-homer game at some point from now on to the end of the season. And it's going to get into bonds.
I've got.
We'll have a true home run king one day, bro. In a few weeks. A true home run king.
I'd love for him to stay healthy for so many reasons, but like, let's do this home run race. I don't know when we are allowed to get like full excited about it, but I'm
ready. I think it's now, dude. It's cool when they first came out with that commercial on Yes about like Judge chasing history. And then even Ruko's call the other day, I think it was something close to chases down history with another homer or something like that. So the vibe is starting to get there. Like this dude's chasing history where they're like incorporating it into calls and stuff, which is cool.
I like that. I'm premonitioning. I think Benintendi has like kind of a flare single to the left, to the other side. Gets back a little bit to his roots. I think his doubles, he's been doubling stuff. And I think his hits have all been pull hits, if memory serves. A couple up the middle singles. I'm ready to see him serve one the other way.
That's quite a premonition, bro. Is it like come with an RBI or anything, or just straight up a little single?
I could see it.
Maybe a...
I'd love to have Judge on second for it or something.
Maybe it's second and third. Someone's speedy on second.
Well, two-run single.
Benintendi's batting third.
So advance on the throw home. I'm into it.
I'm for it, bro.
I'm into it. Everybody, enjoy the game tonight. Another late night. Yankees play normal, like 4 p.m. or tomorrow. So get a short dose of the... Oh, his double yesterday was left. He's doing it again. Thank you.
He
Nico
did come
the
close
Stone.
To going deep yesterday. Was that...
He put the charge in one.
It was the one. Wait, real quick. How'd you feel about Donaldson not tagging up from second? He did tag up from second. He didn't
got
go halfway.
Between. Yeah, he should have gone halfway. Didn't get a great read on it.
I didn't have a problem with it, to be honest. The way I saw it, dude, was...
I'm not mad, but just he knows he messed up.
I guess, but with there being nobody out, and that ball, at least off the TV, did not look like a guaranteed double. I honestly thought it was a flyout. Of course, being on the field is different. Like, you should probably be able to read the ball better than me watching on a TV. But with there being no outs, and if he tags it up at second, advances to third.
I'd be curious if he was, like, I'd have to watch again. They might have shown it, and I didn't input it. I'd be curious if he was, like, looking at Rojas, and he, like, signaled, like, go back to the bag or something.
What I thought about was just to – it would make sense to me because you're setting up Benintendi for the sac fly with one out.
Yeah, that's true.
If there weren't no outs, then I wouldn't be saying this. But I just, when they were talking about it, Ruko and Maven, they acted like he just committed a crime, and I didn't think it was that egregious.
It wasn't the most egregious mistake ever, but it's not what he should have done. But it's okay, and ended up not mattering. Everyone,
Let's win a ball game tonight, bro.
Enjoy the game tonight. I believe right after the post game show. New episode of Toe in the Slab on Yes. Mm-hmm. So keep your eyes out. You're up late anyway. Check it out. Let them put you to bed.
Mm-hmm. Toe in the Slab.
Toe in the Slab late night on Yes. Let's go Yanks.
Let's go Yanks. What a ball game.
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.